on 90.7 FM K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM and K220 HR Hood River on an FM station that I forgot to write down. I'm sorry, Hood River. I'm doing great. You're listening to Comic Steak on the News. This is a news show, or this is a comedy show where we talk about headlines, not really much. Okay. We don't know what's going on, but it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. A couple things before we get started. We want to do a big thank you to all of our listeners. This is the end of the year. We're in a big end of year drive and KBOO, and we get to do this on here because of all of the members and listeners who support us with their donations. We're fully donation funded. Well, 80% member funded. And we couldn't have this fun without you. Somebody would regulate us, probably. So big thank you to our donors and the members for supporting KBOO throughout the years. Giant thank you for Kimberly Nickel in the sound booth, who's keeping us on the air and making sure we sound good in the mics. If we don't sound good, we're blaming Kimberly. So this is definitely her bad jokes that got through. But anyway, that's so mean to somebody who's doing so much good for us. We love you, Kimberly. All right, and with that, this is Comic Steak. I'm going to introduce my comics, my friends, and my comics. I know that some of them have a shout-out or two they want to do, so this is a good time for that. Next to me is, she's been here before, and she's still learning the ropes, though. Dorothy Geary.
Hi.
Patty Mann's back.
Hello.
And Kyle George.
Hello.
He's made it, guys. Oh, everything's working great. Yes. We're so happy. We're going to be on the air for the next hour. If you want to chat with us, you can find us on Instagram at Comics Take. All right, you guys want to say anything? Are you guys ready to get into our first news story?
I'm ready to news.
Oh, good. Kyle's ready to news. Sorry, I got to move so I can see Kyle's face a little bit. All right, the first story. So this is going to be a fun one. We're not supposed to swear on this station, folks, and we're going to do our best, but we are going to talk about sewage. Maybe. We'll see what happens. But there's been two big sewage stories in Portland. Have I heard them?
No.
Oh, okay. There's a couple. It's good that you're learning them because you're not supposed to be swimming in the Willamette right now. Because due to last week's floods, there was some sewage overrun. So there's now some poop in the Willamette. So don't go swimming, everybody.
Okay, I'm canceling.
Canceling?
Yeah.
What exactly event were you planning?
My morning swim.
Dorothy does a morning swim.
Yeah, in the Willamette. Okay. 2 miles every morning.
I'm concerned about the yacht tubs. Because sometimes,
what is a yacht tub?
Oh, so there's a thing you can rent in the Willamette where it's like a floating hot tub, and you can just kind of just float down the Willamette in a hot tub. It's called a yacht tub. So I'm concerned about like the longevity of the yacht tub industry.
I have so many questions. Like, is it like a blow up thing? Like, is it like a raft with water inside?
No, it's like a wooden kind of like, you know, dad's midlife crisis hot tub that kind of floats down the Willamette.
I'm not even super concerned about, like, I would rather be in that in a poopy river than not be in that, I think. Thoughts, Kyle?
I feel like my dad went down one once and okay. He just said, don't do it again. Don't do it. Yeah, don't. He didn't like it.
Okay. So
he said
yeah?
He went in the wintertime and he said it got too cold.
Were there people with him?
There's like 80 people.
Like, is this a group activity? That's what I'm asking.
There's 80 people in a hot tub?
There's like 8 people.
Okay.
Yeah, 80. I don't know.
It's a yacht tub orgy.
Yeah.
I mean, a yacht would be like 8. Yachts are huge, so that makes sense. Yeah, 80 people. But your dad, 8 people.
8 people, too many.
Too many people. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing peeing in the yacht tub, right?
I mean, don't we all pee in the hot tub?
I've never been in a yacht tub. I don't know what I do in them.
Wait,
isn't it just a hot tub?
Yeah, so I mean, like, if everyone pees in a hot tub, then I assume everybody's peeing in a yacht tub.
I agree.
I agree too. You have to.
Yeah.
Where else?
It's like a shared toilet situation, this yacht tub?
I don't know.
That you swim in?
Does it start out with hot water, but they don't have a pump for it, and so it just gets colder as you go down.
Kyle, you know, I wish I do. I didn't really ask a lot of questions.
Here's the thing, Kyle. You are the closest associated with this yacht tub situation.
I know.
Can you just make up facts about it so that you can answer? We all have so many questions.
Yeah, the yacht tub was invented back in 2021 by Arthur Yacht Tub McAvoy III. Yeah, oh, yep. Arthur,
the third,
yeah.
Where did this money come from?
Money comes from his dad, who is a whale entrepreneur. he goes out and researches whales all across the world.
Okay.
There's big money in that.
There is, yeah, a lot of money.
That's how you have enough to fund the yacht tub, apparently.
Yeah, it's a passion project.
Okay.
How much does it cost to rent a yacht tub to go down the sewage river?
It's just like $100 per person per minute.
It's wow.
Like you gotta be rich. Yeah, it's a rich person thing.
But no, then why don't you use a yacht?
You're like rich, but you're not rich enough for a yacht yet. Mid-level rich.
This is like on the ladder. This is the upward ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How you think it? Bad. So are you concerned about the yacht tub industry still?
Yeah, I'm concerned about Arthur Yacht Tub. Less so about the river, only because it's like the vehicle, the necessity in order to facilitate the yacht tub industry. But like, if other than that, who cares?
Okay, how did it work out for Arthur Yacht Tub? Is he successful or is he mired in scandal?
Oh, he's losing a lot of money, but you know, that's his dad's money, so who cares?
From whaling,
yeah, so. Big industry.
Okay, so that was the first poop story last week, was it getting into the Willamette River. Lots of, all, Salem, this is to you too. This is relevant in Salem, listeners. Don't swim in the Willamette or other creeks nearby. Specifically, Pringle, Claggett, Fork of the Little Pudding. There's a
Little Pudding.
Fork of the Little Pudding.
Okay.
That's why I read those names, because I was like, that's a cool creek name.
That's a good
the Little
name,
Pudding.
Yeah.
I just, when I hear about the floods now, because they come all the time, they're coming now with atmospheric rivers.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'd never really heard of atmospheric rivers. It sounds like something they've made up.
I think so.
But the important part, apparently, now, is that poop goes in the pudding creek now.
Somebody said that it's not as much as it used to be.
Not as much what?
Specifically, poop, as it used to be. In the 1990s, it was real bad. But then Portland installed the big pipe system.
Ooh.
Yeah. So now there's less poop in the rivers because of it.
But there's still poop.
Portland laid the big pipe. And
it got better, so they changed the name from Pooping Creek to Pudding Creek.
I do want to say that KGW wrote this. KGW 8 wrote this. And I want to know if you guys can punch it up at all. It said, Portland calls waste management a crapshoot. KGW 8 called Portland's waste management a crapshoot. Portland doesn't call its own wastewater management. Yeah. It's a perfect joke.
That's as good as 10 out of 10 for me.
10 out of 10. All right.
No, it would just be too obvious.
Would you put it on your shows, Dorothy?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So if anybody wants to get on one of your shows,
all they have to do is say that.
Say crapshoot.
Yeah.
that's absolutely it. Well, I don't know if this is allowed, but it is the name of a TV show. Is this kind of like Up Shit's Creek?
I don't think so. They don't talk about poop much in that show.
Oh, well,
I don't know
they
that
should.
There's any. Are they? Is there any sewage issues in Shit's Creek?
There's sewage issues everywhere.
There's no issues in Canada.
No, there's.
The issue is like they run out of maple syrup.
That's a good foreshadowing. That's a good. So I'm going to transition us to that. We're going to stop. Yeah, let's put a pin in that. Let's wait on our Canadian commentary. The next story, though, before we get to Canada, because we need to get to Canada somehow, we're going to talk about TriMet. You guys know TriMet?
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Is anybody riding TriMet?
Every day.
Okay, good. Because ridership is down.
yeah.
It's a catastrophe.
Oh, no.
They're fixing. How do we fix it? What is your recommendation? Their solution is to put in more security and make security more visible. What do you guys recommend?
I think to put in more fights.
Okay. Tell us why.
I was on the bus today, and I saw these two guys in button downs, like, getting into a fist fight. Like, it clearly must have been a really hard day in the office. And I guess, like, we should have stepped up and stopped it, but I kind of liked watching it. So I'm just saying, if you want, like, if I saw that on every bus, I would, like, purposely transfer just to keep seeing. Like, but put money down on the TriMet brawls.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Have bets taken. Yeah,
because it gets boring.
It gets boring. Let's do some DraftKings on TriMet. Yeah.
But the rule should be you can only fight people who want to fight with you so that other people feel safe.
Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm.
In fact, there would be signs.
Yeah, both of those guys were, like, consenting. I mean, like, those buttons were, the top button was unbuttoned. Yeah. Like, they were ready to go.
And don't you think it should be consenting adults? We shouldn't have children fighting on the buses.
Depends on the kid. Probably. No.
No.
No, we have to make it safe.
I should have said this. We're not supposed to endorse crimes on the radio.
Oh, whoops.
I think that's illegal. Okay. I'm not saying it is a crime.
No, I don't think it's
not what you were saying. That's
we'll leave the kids out of it.
Yeah, we'll leave the kids out of it.
Yeah, we don't need to see that.
No. No, I mean, there's enough bros that need punch that I don't think that we need to escalate it to the level.
Yeah, we don't need to rank preschoolers. We got more than enough. We have enough like tech bros.
This is. All right, so more visible. Also, does anybody want to talk about the other big TriMet story? So one, ridership is down, so they're real concerned about that. So we need to think about ways to get it up. But also that train crashed into the streetcar.
Oh.
I just haven't talked about it with people, and I'm just wondering kind of your guys' feedback on it. How do we prevent more or cause more? What do you think happened? They didn't release the happenings.
Oh, I just think probably drinking on the job. Someone was doing it.
Okay.
Big no-no. Scrolling on their phones. Even though you're on a train and you're conducting it, don't scroll on your phone, all right? Don't look at that text message.
But they get bored.
Yeah.
The train, they shouldn't. They're driving. They should be
probably true. I kind of wonder if the, you know, if you drive those streetcars, it's not thrilling because they don't go very fast. And I'm just wondering if the streetcar driver thought he could put the gas. Oh, they don't have gas. Thought he could go a little faster and make it across the tracks and didn't.
Electricity. Is that how it goes? Make that electricity go faster.
Is that like put the fuse down?
Get that voltage going.
Who gets the right of way, the streetcar or the Max?
I don't know, especially because that's where the Max would have just started, like where it was the Max, and the streetcar would have been going a block. Or so. So I'm not sure who.
Well, I think whoever was going first has the right of way.
Or the bigger.
Yeah, whoever goes fastest.
Yeah. Well, that's the train then. The train always has the right of way. So we'll blame the streetcar driver.
Yeah.
Okay. Except the streetcar can get more hurt than the.
I don't.
So it's like pedestrians should have the right of way.
I want to take away the pedestrians' right of way. As a pedestrian, I.
Too many rights.
Yeah, too many rights.
Yeah.
Also, they're just...
Stop for every pedestrian you see about to cross? No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
Pedestrians are just like, I don't have to, like, pay attention to the light situation. Yeah. I'm just going to go. I always have the right of way.
But, I play in traffic.
You play in traffic? Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I'm not saying you can't play in traffic. I'm just suggesting that if somebody hits you, it's... your fault. Like, it was you were playing in traffic. That's what you get.
No, I think that is, in fact, I believe it's in the Constitution that pedestrians always have the right of way and you have to stop your horse or whatever, because it's the only time that everybody has to watch out for you.
You have
or they'll go to jail.
You have to stop your horse or whatever.
Yeah. Or whatever.
It was in the Constitution.
Your horse or your train.
Old.
Your horse or your train, you had to stop them.
That's right.
Dorothy, they had vehicles when you were growing up. I don't know where this horse reference is coming from.
I grew up in Montana.
Hey, I'm taking the buggy down to the steel mill.
Hey. Like somebody getting hit by a horse and they're like, hey, a walk it here.
Okay, so the solution for TriMet is just more fights.
Yeah.
Any other solutions? To increase ridership.
Hot tubs.
Hot tubs.
Yacht tubs.
And they should also have better publicity.
Okay. Ooh. What should they be public about?
Oh, to get people to want to go on. Like, maybe the fight would be nice.
Like a promoter, like a Don King or whatever his name was, like the big boxing promoter, and be like, let's get ready to rumble. Yep.
Okay.
Or make it look cooler to ride on the TriMet. You know, try to attract like young, cool, hip people.
I ride TriMet every day. What are you saying about me, Kyle?
You know, I just saw that Jewel documentary. It's like, yeah, they got the young, cool, hip kids. So, like, maybe we need some like local famous people to promote it.
Oh, you're talking about the Jewel vape. I thought you were talking about Jewel, the singer from Alaska. I'm like, oh, there's a documentary about her?
Not yet.
I don't know. One day. From Alaska?
Yeah, she's from Alaska.
Okay. I don't really know who anybody is or where they come from.
It doesn't matter.
They don't advertise it on the bus, so I don't know how I'm supposed to learn things.
Okay. Actually, that's another thing they could do is have entertaining advertising in the bus.
Okay.
Where you could push buttons.
Yeah. Okay, I'm pro pushing buttons. I am all about just both literal and figurative, you know?
An iPad in every seat.
Oh.
Slot machines.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, nobody that would raise money.
Yeah. I was saying, nobody will get off. People could be riding it all day.
And they don't even have, they could keep, that's like you'd pay to ride and pay to put money in the slot. Uh-huh. And it would never have to pay out.
But when then they film it when somebody hits a jackpot.
Yeah.
It's all fixed, but, you know, and the whole train is excited.
Yeah,
and
it's like,
everybody
hey, you never
rides.
Know.
Yeah. Okay, I like that sounds, I mean, our city solution is more visible security. This sounds much more interesting. Fights, no scrolling driver conductors, and slot machines.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and Dorothy's going to put on a show for us. That's what I heard. I heard something about a
Well,
slow...
don't they hold a lot of people?
What, shows? Yeah, they
no,
hold...
the TriMet, that holds enough people for a
the
show.
The train, yeah. Yeah.
Of course, and they can get off.
I mean, that's not what you want. I mean, sometimes they're stuck on there. You could get stuck in the tunnel and then a longer show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of things. Lots of things to think about. We are, folks, this is KBOO, or it's not. I do other things, and sometimes I forget what show I'm on. This is definitely Comics Take. This is not anything educational, but we're having a good time. We're going to keep this good time rolling. But first, if we're good in the sound booth, we're going to listen to a message from one of our special friends. I'm excited. This is. But we will get right out of your home.
Through 75,000 gold this year. We're cutting through those clouds to make it rain joy and support for this awesome community radio station. Just a $20 donation gets you a year-long membership and bragging rights to support non-commercial free speech radio. So join the Reindeer Games by giving now at kboo.fm/ or by texting KBOO to 44321. Or by sending a check to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, 97214. It's as easy and almost as tasty as milk and cookies. Did you know that 80% of KBOO's funding comes from listeners like you? And yes, all donations are tax deductible. No coal in your stocking this year. Ho, ho, ho. KBOO's been spreading cheer for 55 years. Colorful, independent, and not a shill for corporate media. Plus, they were blasting hip-hop before it was hippity-hop. Let's make this a merry and bright season by supporting KBOO, where the community shines and the spirit of giving echoes all year long. Visit kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. Santa's cheering you on, Rainmakers. Let's make it rain joy and goodwill together at KBOO. Ho 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 ho!
That was Santa Claus! That was Rochelle Cochran. That was our friend Rochelle Cochran. Big shout out to her for coming out and hanging out and getting that message from Santa for us. Thank you, listeners, and everybody who's donated. If you want to donate, KBOO FM, just like Santa said. And if you want to talk to us, we're going to see if we can open the phone lines. For if you guys want to pitch a local news story to us, we would love to just take that in a different direction. Our number here is 503-231-8187. Once more, that's 503-231-8187. Kimberly's on the phone, so just let her know where it's calling, and we'll talk to you. And if you don't want to use the phone, you can Instagram us. We have Comics Take on Instagram. You can send us a message. We can get you there. There's a lot of ways. But until then, we're going to keep on going. I'm going to reintroduce your guests here at Comics Take. We have Dorothy Geary scribbling furiously. Okay. All right. Good. That's secret notes here. We're on the radio and also passing secret notes. So that's breaking news for you listeners. We have Patty Mann's back. Logo Moot, do you want to do a shout out to somebody?
Yeah, I had some chicken this afternoon for dinner, so shout out to chicken.
Okay, it's so kind of you. It's done so much for you. All right, and Kyle George.
Hello. Shout out to all the George heads out there who are listening to me. Shout out to Jen, Jeff, Julian, Jonathan, Jasper, and Jakey. Kyle,
I'd like to shout out.
Okay.
I'd like to shout out to anyone over 80 who is still up.
Oh. You guys are making it.
We won't get any calls.
Remember. Okay. You won't get any calls? I don't know. No. We might get a... I don't know where my phone is. I don't know how old my friend is.
Yeah, there's my Nana could questions. Call, honestly.
Yeah, okay. Is she listening?
I hope so.
Okay.
I told her to.
Well, we would love a call from her at 503-231-8187. But I do like, I mean, I know that it was mostly, you know, your family, mm-hmm. but that you might be the only person in the with like relations outside of this room. You know, like obviously, I mean, we had Patty used to have chicken. Yeah. We're not the most social group here. All right. Speaking of, I accidentally segued, and this is a good story that I have a lot of judgment for, and I just want other people to judge for me. Recently, there was a man in Wisconsin. He might still be there. He worked with his friends, convinced them to pull him over while he was driving his car with his girlfriend and make it look like they were going to arrest him, and then he proposed to her. And I think she said yes.
Ah.
What? What is this?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Ooh. That's really stupid.
What is wrong with the world? Dorothy?
Maybe yeah. He's like, I'm scared to pop the question, so I'm going to make you scared first, and then we're both at this fear-level playing ground.
Is that why people get married?
I think so.
We're all afraid we're all together? Afraid.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she was committing crimes, and she thought she was going to get arrested. Like, she was just doing, like, genuine crimes. Like, she was just, like, embezzling and, you know, just, like, the normal stuff that we do not endorse on this show. But, like, she thought she was going to get arrested. And so then when she saw it was her boyfriend, she's like, ah, yeah, I'll marry you. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Free. This is also just, would you marry him, Dorothy?
God, still no.
Okay, no.
Why would you marry someone who that's what they think of?
To be fair, the whole report just said that it happened. I don't know that I saw or heard that she said yes.
It would have been okay if she were driving.
Okay.
Because then it would have been funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Because she would have been really scared.
If she was going to go to jail?
If she thought she was going to go to jail.
That would have been...
Well, I don't know if she would have married him, but it would have made a more interesting story.
To me, I...
really stupid.
Listeners, Kyle George is judging Dorothy's joy of this so hard.
But I don't use any bad words.
No bad words. It's just, you know, here's where I could make it make sense for you, though. Because if she was like, or Aunt Patty, if she was like, oh, I'm going to get arrested, mm-hmm. it's just good business sense to marry him and make his debt, her debt, his problem. That's just, seems like a reasonable reason to get married.
I mean, better than love. That's just
better. Like, yeah,
weird. Love doesn't last.
No,
no.
Debt's Dorothy
forever.
Knows.
Debt, yeah, debt is forever.
You can't get student loans discharged.
No.
Although I am in love with my student loans.
Okay.
Just saying. It's the longest relationship I've had.
Is that like Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah. I mean, they're very committed to you.
Very much so. They talk to me all the time.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that they call more than you want them to.
A little bit, yeah. Kind of needy, honestly.
Maybe you should get yourself arrested so you can propose to student loans and see what they say.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I just thought I'd throw out that in the 60s when I went to college, I didn't have to have any loans because it was really, really cheap. I think $500 a semester.
Yeah.
Out of state in California.
Yeah,
so something's gone wrong with the world. I would have never gone to college.
When you were little, you made like a nickel a week, right? Returning tin to the garbage dump.
We used to return bottles for a penny each.
Wow.
Yeah. I was pretty close.
But then I'm the person who's talking about horses.
Yeah.
I bet your dad sent you down the street, be like, oh, buy me a pack of smokes, Dorothy.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, there's still some corner stores that'll probably still sell it to the kids.
Yeah.
But I didn't go buy them booze.
Because you had morals?
I think you had to go someplace special to buy booze. You couldn't go to the corner store.
Yeah. He didn't love you that much.
Also, he wanted to get away from the family. He's like, no, booze is a thing that you go find by yourself.
That's dad time.
He always found it.
Good for him. Dads.
Yes.
The best.
That's right. He didn't leave home.
Didn't leave. Just for booze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You guys want to talk Canada?
I guess so.
Finally.
The pin is out.
Let's take them down.
The pin is out. Super pigs. Canada has super pigs.
Super
pigs. And they are invading the United States like hogs. Yeah.
What makes
Patty has a question.
Like, is it like a super group where it's like the Traveling Wilburys? Like, is it like a bunch of different types of pigs?
It's the worst superhero power ever is that they can survive in the cold by tunneling into the snow. I think that's what makes them mostly super. The winter doesn't care.
So they make burrows?
Kyle, that face was a lot.
I love pigs.
I mean, imagine what their bacon must taste like, right? Being so super. Super tasteful.
Super tasty.
Maybe?
Delicious. Super delicious.
It's kind of the invasion I like.
Okay. This is
Dorothy. Are they wild pigs?
They're wild.
Okay.
They're apparently half feral, half domesticated. And that is
so they,
which
where
half?
They escape.
Is it the top half or the front half or the back half?
Hopefully it's the back half that's super, because that's where we get all the deliciousness.
I mean, if it's just like the weird face, that's like feral, that's fine. But if it's just like the butt and stuff, that's just a mistake.
So I don't know which half.
Okay.
It does sound like they might be mean. They're definitely, it said, I read something about them killing elk. So that's a lot.
Which are also can be tasty. So really, I mean, they're just like hunting all the game.
Do they eat meat? I didn't know they were carnivores.
Yeah.
Do they eat people?
Yeah.
They eat whatever.
Oh. Definitely.
Pigs.
Yep.
You could hide a body with pigs.
This is weirdly the second time I'm hearing about that tonight. I mean, partly because I brought it up. But that is how I did learn. Not recommend. I just want to be clear. I'm not recommending this. But we learned from Colin Maddox, who was on the show last month, teeth. The pigs won't eat the teeth. So that's education that we got from Colin Maddox.
Well, that's good
because
they can identify
grandpa.
The person from the teeth then.
Yeah, but
I don't know if they could. If all that was left of you was just your teeth,
I mean, that's like, pretty nice of the pigs.
But also, are your gums still there? Like, how are they going to do x-rays on a bunch of, a handful of teeth?
Also, like, do you want to admit that you, I guess you wouldn't admit it because you'd be dead, but, like, you or your family member died because they were mauled by a pig that was half feral, half domesticated from Canada?
Well, I don't think that so much you have to admit it. It's not, okay, so Kimberly and I talked about this with also another friend of the show, Madeline Moore, and we're not, you, family member, sorry, something about... We're not sure if you could, like, hide it from your family. Like, that's... You don't get to choose mm-hmm. how to die. Mm-hmm. Probably. It would kill you. And also this one woman... Oh, there was a story. That's where I was getting. Sorry, I lost train of thought there. And then I was just vamping, listeners, until it came back to me. But it did come back to me. There was a report that said in 2019, a woman in Texas was killed by a herd of wild boars between her car and the house she was going into.
She lives in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
She needs a pedestrian.
Not anymore. She doesn't live there. She does not live there anymore.
Well, that's just one way to get out of a bad neighborhood.
So anyway, and the New York Times said only 5 people have been killed by pigs since 1846 or something. It's been a long time. Well, but I Madeline was pretty sure that this was different. Yeah.
I saw a show. It was a detective show. Yeah. I believe it was
after
English.
You grew up and found yeah. the TVs.
No, and they cut the dead body up and fed it to the pigs, so they never found it.
Yeah,
but they didn't know about the teeth thing. And these were domesticated pigs; they were just hungry.
Okay, so one, that's a TV show, but two, that person wasn't killed by pigs.
No,
this is that's
what
point.
I'm saying. So let's make sure that the pigs actually killed him and it okay. wasn't how a are murder.
The, yeah,
how are the Canadians managing the pigs?
I don't know. That's why would we care about the Canadians? This the articles were very much like just Americans are concerned about them coming over the border.
Do they just need like diets of like poutine and maple syrup? And it's like gremlins where you just like, you know.
It kind of is like gremlins. And because they also, they start procreating at like 8 months. So they become very active and are all of a sudden having babies.
Cool.
And they have like two, I don't think it's a litter of pigs. My family's so, going to be so ashamed.
I think
me.
This is phase one of Canada's plan to take over America.
This is.
Phase one start with pigs.
To be fair, that is Queen Isabel's phase one plan of taking over the United States, started with pigs. So that's how pigs got to the United States to begin with. This is things I know. That wasn't a funny fact or anything. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not always... Some of the facts are just devastating and in my head. That's what's going on, Dorothy.
Well, I know pigs are used as hunting dogs in Louisiana and places. And they're really cute. So I'm having trouble with this story.
Okay.
I just think they should take, if they just start gathering up the baby half feral pigs.
Sure.
And raise them and then kill them for food like
yeah.
we do.
Right.
Then there'll be no problem.
Raise them right, get them an education, then kill them for food.
I don't know why we're so surprised that the pigs are mad. What do we do to pigs?
I don't know, but did the pigs take over Animal Farm? That's like, as a teacher, you should know.
I don't know.
Aunt Dorothy.
I don't know what the pigs did.
Okay, the pigs were not the good guys in Animal Farm.
Well, the people haven't read Charlotte's Web. That's all I can
okay.
say. Because yeah. Wilbur's really perfect.
Because he was raised right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah. All we have to do is raise him right. It's the parents.
So we just
got to
find
problem.
Some super spiders.
Yeah. Obviously.
Very nice, intelligent, nurturing mother spiders.
Let's all go home. I bet we can find a spider in our houses right now.
Why do we got to go home? There's definitely a spider in Kabu or not. It's not
That's
that
true.
This place is dirty or anything. It's just like it's a building.
That's true.
Next to a hotel.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm checking the
These are
ceiling
facts.
Out right now.
Okay. Do you see any spiders?
No, but I don't have my glasses on. Okay. I'm deaf and blind. You well, think I'm kidding?
I think the point is, no, that, I don't think you're kidding. I just like knowing that you are less stable than Kabu. That's just as a person. Things are going real good here. I keep looking for through this window to see if I can see the sound engineer, and I just see one of your reflections. I think it's, hi, Kimberly. Oh, she just like appeared all of a sudden out of nowhere. Oh my goodness. So many things. Hey folks, you guys have been listening to Comics Take on the News on KBOO Radio 90.7. We are taking calls if you want to. You don't have to. We get it. A lot of Dorothy's people that she knows are hopefully sleeping. Just temporarily.
Well, I took a nap before coming.
Yeah. Good. Good for you.
And I woke up and I thought, oh, I missed it because it was so dark. It was 6 o'clock.
To be fair, I also took a nap before coming.
Good.
Yeah.
That means you're not going to live as long as I am because naps have to be saved.
Wow. Did you guys know this?
I did not know this.
Right? Yeah. Breaking news from Dorothy Geary.
It's a lot like Trump and the, you know, you shouldn't exercise because you only have so much.
Is that
and
his philosophy?
Yes. That's why he doesn't exercise. Well, if you take too many naps when you're young, then when you need them when you're old, you just have to die.
This is...
Or you become the president.
To be fair.
That's true.
Yeah.
From what I understand, Dorothy hasn't been spending a lot of time in the hospital for herself. So,
are you suggesting that?
I'm just suggesting it's interesting. This philosophy seems crazy, but you're not visiting the hospital for your own reasons. Because you're in bad health. It sounds like no. Although
no, because I saved nap time.
Because you saved nap
time. All right, I'm not napping anymore now. I'm sold.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I was in education for 100 years. I know a lot.
You know a lot.
I know a lot.
Don't they give the kids nap time?
Just the really little ones, and they've kind of stopped doing that because now they're supposed to...
Save the naps.
No, they're supposed to, in kindergarten, they're supposed to learn more than they've ever learned in their life.
Dorothy seems very judgmental of that for somebody who's anti-nap.
Well, I liked kindergarten because I took naps.
Okay. Just...
Or they put me behind the piano.
Why'd you start napping them? Are you like, no, I don't... I mean, like, why not continue saving your naps so you can live forever?
I don't think it works that way. The body wears out.
Anyway, guys, if you have a nap philosophy, you can call us 503-231-8187. Yep. Or you can not call us. It's fine. We'll talk about other things. Yeah, okay. Kimberly said, talk about other things. I saw that communication, which is, yeah. Do you have things to talk about, Dorothy?
No.
News stories you want to share?
No.
Okay.
I never share.
Wow. Okay. Anybody else got a news story?
Local?
If you want, or national, or somewhere else, or we can talk about how Gwyneth Paltrow ran into somebody while she's skiing, or the other way around. I didn't review the news story, and now there's a play about it.
Oh, yeah, because there's a lawsuit. I do know that.
Oh, I did see that.
Any news stories? I mean, we could talk about Republican insults, but or we could talk about other news stories.
It's not really a news story, but like Gwyneth Paltrow has like her Goop brand or whatever.
Yeah.
And then several years ago, there was like Goop cruise where people, yeah, they went on a cruise boat. And
did
then
they have yacht tub, hot tubs?
No,
yacht
but
they, tubs. What are they called?
Yacht
maybe.
Yacht tubs.
But they probably like had like some shaman or something try to guide them through like tripping in a yacht tub or whatever they do on the whatever Goop is promoting. And they promoted like, you know, eggs that you put in places where you shouldn't you shouldn't put them, and
candles that smell like her vagina.
Yeah. Hers or
I don't know. Well, I don't. How she know what mine smell like?
I don't know. Maybe you like her. Maybe you're intimate. I don't know.
I'm just saying the candle is sold internationally. It better not smell like mine. That's all I'm saying. It better smell like hers specifically. I want it to be.
I didn't go on the Goop cruise. Now I'm kind of regretting.
Yeah. How about you, Kyle? Goop cruise?
No, but I have bought the candle, and oh boy, did it cause for some. When girls come over and they smell that, they're like, who was over here before?
Like Gwyneth.
Yeah, it's just Gwyneth Paltrow's.
I really have to say, I wonder about the people who buy things from someone who starts something called Goop.
I know.
I mean, we could start something.
What do you want to start? I mean,
something
the yacht
where people
tub's
give
taken.
Me money.
Okay. All right. I mean, Dorothy did start a comedy production thing. That's not working out for the money.
They're giving me a lot of money.
Not giving her enough money, apparently. No. Okay, so we need to start something else.
Influencing?
Yeah, some more they give you money just for trash.
Yeah, I think Dorothy could be a good influencer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm influenced already.
Okay. Are you?
Yeah.
I hate naps.
Yep.
You see?
Okay.
I travel by horse. Yeah. And I buy my dad cigarettes with the pennies.
But when you travel by horse, you don't run over pedestrians, correct?
Oh, I do it all the time.
That I think that that's anti-Dorothy's take.
Oh.
Pedestrians
always.
Have to
That's
yield,
all right, because she can be
pedestrian.
Trained. She
well, I was influencing correctly. That's not my fault.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, that's so then Dorothy maybe shouldn't be an influencer, is what you're saying?
No, I want her to influence me incorrectly.
Okay.
Does that mean I have to learn how to use Twitter and the dancing one and Instagram well? Can you just be an influencer by
dancing
walking down the street nowadays?
It's TikTok.
Dorothy only is influencing by just walking down the street. And she's like, hey, hey, you got a lot of boxy kid, hey.
And standing in the crosswalk and stopping traffic.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle, you're the one that suggested Dorothy become an influencer. What do you want her to influence? Or how do you want her to get her influence?
You know, I say just have like an assistant, a young person with a camera, and you just like you're just spouting your knowledge 24/7. Let them edit it for you.
Okay, and I would pay them very well. Are you looking for a job?
You pay them through exposure. that's how they get paid.
I'm getting your name out, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Exposure
of you. From whom?
Of you. Like their whole job is to just expose.
Just be exposed.
Dorothy.
It could happen any day.
Okay. I think that you should use skydiving. Just take up, like, skydiving. She apparently can't do trapeze. But skydiving, you could just yell things from the sky. Sky writing, that would be an influencing option, yeah?
Well, somebody else
Patty's
can do that.
Suspect.
You can hire people for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, what are we going to write in the sky?
I don't know. I'm not the influencer.
I don't know. What are we going to influence?
Well, I'm not trying to change the world or anything.
Mm-hmm. But the influencers, they just influence people to spend money on dumb stuff and follow them.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't quite
figured it
out.
So you could be a smart influencer?
Whoa.
There's a lot of different influencers, mm-hmm. though, Dorothy.
Okay, so name an influencer who isn't influencing to just get money from people for nothing.
I don't think that they say that influencers make a lot of money. But
what's the point of influencing then?
You know, we haven't figured it out.
No.
One step at a time here, Dorothy.
Okay.
Fame.
Yeah.
That's one of the big ones, I think.
People
like the famous side. People like putting their lives out for everyone to watch and just like, look how good I am. But even though most of it's fake.
Free clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And free.
You get free stuff. Yeah.
Free stuff.
Ooh, you could be like a family vlogger and just like take some kids. Oh. And then, because those kids get so much money and the parents do not give it to them. They are just like, oh, this is our new house.
Well, no, they don't give it to them because they don't want to spoil them.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm getting influenced.
So much influencing here. So much. So exciting. So exciting. All right. Gwyneth Paltrow. Kevin McCarthy is not going to be. He's resigning. He had a good time while it lasted, though, and he wouldn't have changed a minute. Anybody have any parting words for Kevin McCarthy? Anybody know who Kevin McCarthy is?
Here's what I'm going to say to old Kevin. Hey, you had a good run. Good luck on your next adventure. We miss you. But not me. I don't miss you at all. And don't let the door hit you on the way out.
I mean, to be fair, he's not gone yet. I think he's staying until January, I think.
I think it's almost January.
It's not yet, though, Dorothy.
What is he going to do afterwards, he said?
He's going to be in the cabinet for Trump. I heard that he said he would be glad to do that. If the need was there for him, he wants to help his country.
Yeah.
He's just looking for new ways to help his country, and I just think that's
sounds
lovely.
Like an influencer.
Yeah.
I think that some people underestimate
that
there's
Fox
like
News.
Him disappearing could also be a good way to help his country.
Do you think he'll go on like the Masked Singer or something?
Oh, that's an option.
Ooh, yeah, Dancing with the Stars, maybe.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars. He looks really graceful.
I heard today.
I could be his partner.
I heard today that there's a reality TV show where for like men in Texas who hunt feral pigs. Kimberly told me about it in the sound room. She, not in there, but anyway, in life.
She knows a lot.
He could be on that. You know, just hanging out with those tough guys fighting pigs in
Texas. With their bare hands?
I hope. Yeah, that's the only humane way to do it.
Give the pigs a chance, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. You haven't known many pigs, have you?
I almost won one.
Okay. How'd you almost win one?
At the rodeos, you grease up a pig and the kids chase it. And if you
Oh, I used to see that.
Yeah, if you could catch the ribbon at the tail, you keep the pig.
What would you do with a pig that you kept?
You raise it and kill it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Again, I'd just like to say there's a reason for pigs being so mean.
Yeah. First you teach it. I mean, you're the one that was going to teach it and teach it to be real kind and then kill it. Most of us are just, no, there's no reason to curb their attitude.
Well, you know. People have them as pets in their homes, and they're very clean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Paris Hilton famously has one. She thought she was getting a miniature one. Turned out to be an actual big pig.
That happened to
a lot of people.
There's no such thing as a miniature pig.
Yeah.
That's all a giant lie.
Some stay small, but it's the roll of the dice.
I think that it's like just genetics and they just don't feed them. If you feed the pig, it will grow. And they're like, just don't feed it. And there you go. It stays miniature. It's not great. I don't support the miniature pig industry. Okay? It's not a real good thing. But if you feed it, then it starts to own your house. I don't know. Gwyneth Paltrow also had a pig? Is that who you said?
Oh, Paris Hilton.
Oh, Paris Hilton.
Sorry, I know a lot about
Paris.
Sorry,
yeah. Okay.
She was the first influencer, wasn't she?
Does she have a pig?
She was one of them.
I remember thinking how stupid she was and how stupid it was people following
her. Yeah, but look at...
And then look what happened.
She's so much more successful than you, Dorothy.
Do you think? You should have...
I mean...
I've heard she naps a lot, so...
Uh-oh. Yeah, you could outlive her.
Okay. It's a thing. All right, any other Paris Hilton? We're at the end. We got some... here's the thing, listeners. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're really excited to have you. We are in... KBOO is community funded. We're in our end of year... fund drive. We're off to raise $75,000 this year. So anything that you can do to contribute so that the team of us can continue to call this art, it's great. This is definitely art. This is art, folks. We've debated this at some point on this show, and we decided this is not nonsense into the mic. So thank you all members and listeners who helped to make sure that we can do this not nonsense into the mic. We've had a lot of fun hanging out with you. We've got a couple more things that we can talk about, and we're gonna give you guys a moment to introduce yourselves and tell them where they can stalk you, preferably. And big thanks. Contribute if you want. This has been KBOO, Comics Take on the News. We're on Instagram, so you can follow us. It's a different panel of comics and a different group of news stories every month. So tune in, send us news stories you want to talk about, and we will be back here. I don't remember the date. In January. It's the second Monday in January we'll be back here. It's the 8th. Thank you, Kimberly, for bringing it up. January 8th at 11 p.m. We'll be back here, but you can listen to this show and all of our other previous shows at KBOO FM on Comics Take. And with that, Dorothy, you want to tell people where they can hang out with you?
Yeah, on...
Influence them?
Oh, yes, I'm an influencer. I forgot. yes, you'll be influenced by me if you come to... I don't do many shows in Portland, comedy shows, but... have Andrew Rivers coming to Integrity Beer on January 11th, right after
the 8th. We get all the way out to Hood River. We're transplanting Salem.
Do monthly shows at the Bingen, which is across from Hood River, Bingen Theater, and have something new starting in February each month at the Clinton Street Theater. There'll be a New York City headliner from February through May. Come join me.
New York City, that you're from Montana, but you know them big New York City people. Is
oh,
what you're
God, they all know me. Yeah.
They all, Dorothy's a big deal. I've influenced them. Patty Mann's back.
Hello. I am doing a show at the Good Fit on January 8th. So go see me at the Good Fit and then go home immediately and then go listen to the next episode of Comics Take.
I mean, that's a good idea. They can listen to us in the car on the way home. I've heard great things about the Good Fit shows.
Oh, yeah. They're super fun.
Are they every Monday night?
I believe so. Laugh Basement's a ton of fun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Kyle?
You could see me on the dancing app, TikTok, at Kyle W. George, where I will be doing the climbing. I usually post a lot of climbing videos, and also sometimes I post me dancing to Taylor Swift.
Oh, my goodness. So many cool ways. Do you want to share any Taylor Swift news, then? She's always got news.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she was at the Chiefs game where, sadly, the Chiefs lost. But, like, afterwards, she showed up at, like, a bar in Kansas City, took a lot of selfies. Her and Travis, they just look very much in love. I'm very obsessed with their relationship. I think they're going to make it.
Wow.
If they break up, are you going to be okay?
I'm probably not. Okay. I'm gonna rip my as I'm wearing my Eras hoodie. I'll rip it up.
Do you have a football team that you support now? Like, do you support the Chiefs because of Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the team that she wants people to support? Doesn't she have a different football team?
Oh yeah, her parents and her are like Eagles, Philadelphia fans, which is Travis Kelce's older brother. That's where he plays. So it's win-win basically if you root.
All in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you think you can have influencer status of Taylor Swift, Dorothy? What do you think, Kyle? What'll get her up? How does she start becoming closer to Taylor
first
Swift?
Well, first you need to get that assistant.
Okay.
You pay them for exposure. Do something viral. I'd say, like, make up a viral dance.
I don't dance.
You can dance with a walker.
Yeah.
I could.
I don't think that there have been any walker dances.
I have not seen one, but I think I
could
blow
up. Influence old people.
Yeah,
but no,
they
no
don't
one tries.
Watch Instagram or TikTok.
They do. Probably, they? I'm guessing.
I'm guessing like Facebook stories.
Yeah. They got like their grandkids on for a long time. That's how they saw their grandkids was they joined their Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you might have to do the Facebook, but it's fine because all the kids are leaving Facebook.
Or
not
look
joining
for something
the Facebook.
Else to do when I grow up.
Okay. All right. We're really rooting for you, Dorothy.
I know.
Okay. All right. Let's talk congressional insults. Well, in our last couple minutes with our listeners, so there's been a lot flying around. There are some good ones, too. One of them called another one a smurf.
Smurfs are cute. Because he was blue?
Yeah. I didn't research that much. I just thought it was really funny, and I wanted to share with you guys. One of them called another, theirs was accusations of kidney punching. One of them shoved somebody, and then the other guy lunged back at him, and then there was a chase, I think. This is all things going into Congress.
And they were wearing suits and ties, and it would have gone well on TriMet.
It would have been so much better on TriMet. It was just on stupid C-SPAN. Yeah, what a waste. I'm guessing. I don't even know if it was on C-SPAN. I'm not going to. But anyway, lots of things. Good insults that they should be slinging in Congress. That's my question. What do you think, Smurf being the one to top? I'm going to see if I have other. Yep. Another one called somebody a bully, just while you guys are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
A bully with a $70 million and a security detail. That's a targeted insult. Greedy CEO. Any of these. Smurf is better than all of
these. Doesn't CEO and greedy, isn't that an oxymoron or whatever they call it?
Yeah, that's just a fact, I think, too. All right.
Sometimes Congress people, I feel like they look like chewing gum. I don't know if that's... Like, sometimes I see little guys on TV, I'm like, he looks like gum.
Like chewed up gum.
Though. Yeah, like...
No, like post spit out.
It depends on the, you know, what term they're in, but sometimes they all just kind of look like gum.
Okay. I think that that's fair.
Yeah.
Actually, that's quite profound.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
too many naps.
I'd say to one of them, who tailored your suit? Tommy Hilfiger? Some of them don't dress good.
They don't dress good. But isn't there like, or maybe Trump's tailor? He definitely does not. I don't understand that situation. They don't dress like they had a tailor.
No, no, not everything's like super baggy.
Yeah.
Super. Yeah, it's like, get Travis Kelce's tailor on there.
Yeah.
He always looks good every show, every like pre-game, pre-show fit.
Oh.
He's popping off.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's important because he's an influencer.
He is, yeah, that's true.
Is he? Or is he just a football player? Does he want to be an influencer?
He has a podcast with his brother that I listen to now.
Is that the one about football?
It's kind of about football, but sometimes they like his brother would go into talked about the Twilight, the whole series and everything. Like they just go off about anything. That's why it's good.
About anything. Okay. Yeah, so you highly recommend.
Yeah, because it's like.
Well, what level of recommendation?
9 out of 10, because a quarter of it's football. And you could just skip through that part.
Okay. Okay.
Would you have recommended the podcast before he hooked up with?
Nope. Okay. No. Probably. I wouldn't even know who he was.
Would you know asking. The podcast existed before?
I mean, it's probably not.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thanks all for hanging out. Yeah, this is how the story goes. The more you pay attention, the more you know. Nobody wins if everybody dies. So welcome to the show. Here's a surprise. Let's go. It's the sound of the war machine. Let's go. Yeah, they're coming after you and me. Let's go. Nobody wins if everybody dies. And we've all been caught up in a great big lie. Let's go. Tragedy. They know what they do compared to what we see. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We're all gonna die. Yeah, this is the end. Let's go. That's the sound of the war machine. Let's go. Yeah, they're coming after you.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is listener-sponsored. That's right, 80% of our funding comes from donations from listeners.